91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio.
Good afternoon to our friends and listeners. We appreciate you tuning in today to KXCI, Tucson's community radio station. This is Aspen Green with my co-host Kathy Harris, and we're bringing you Broad Perspectives Radio, a program by women, about women, but for everyone. You can learn more on our Broad Perspectives Radio page at kxci.org. You can also make a donation to this great station anytime, also at kxci.org. We have a really wonderful show for you today. I've been listening to her music all morning, Gabrielle Pietrangelo, and she is with us today. She's a lifelong musician with over 25 years of experience as a multi-instrumentalist, performing and recording artist, home recording engineer, and songwriter. She sings protest songs with a choir and makes me wish I could sing. I'm very excited to have Gabrielle back with us today, Kathy.
So am I. It's been a long time since we've had her. Gabrielle is a Tucson-based multi-instrumentalist, as you said, but she's also an award-winning songwriter, harmony group leader, and teacher of both school-age students and adults. Now, you might know Gabrielle from her many groups that she's performed with in Tucson, including the Silver Threads Trio, which was a favorite of Aspen's and mine, the Blue Skies Trio, and a variety of choruses that she directed. Gabrielle won the John Lennon Summer Song Contest with her Tucson anthem, Summer Losers. She was also a finalist in 2025 Stephen George Songwriting Contest at the Tucson Folk Festival. Last March, she released her finest collection of songs to date with her album entitled Back to the Heart. Duncan Hudson, musical director of KXCI, said, Back to the Heart is an album that was many years in the making and which serves as a love song to this community and the amazing Sonoran Desert region we call home. I couldn't agree more, Duncan. Gabrielle's teaching encompasses many instruments, different vocal techniques, many genres of music, songwriting, coaching, and kindness, which we're going to want to hear more about later. Gabrielle, welcome to our show.
Thank you for having me.
We're so happy to have you back. It's been way too long. You have so much of a musical background. You do so many things, performing, recording, teaching, producing. Are you from a musical family?
I did grow up singing. I'm one of five, and my dad was a singer, and he played piano, although he didn't get to pursue that as his career. But we did grow up singing musicals, and it was a very, like, singing family. But I'm the only one of the five that chose that as my career. I'm pretty much self-taught. I did have a piano in the house when I was young, which was great. So I had an instrument. I started writing songs around 14. I just had a love and a knack for melody. And yeah, I'm self-taught. That's how I got into it.
Did you take music in college?
I did. I have a music degree from the University of Arizona.
Wonderful. And with all the things that you do, do you have a favorite among all the activities? Like, is it singing? Is it producing?
I really love songwriting, my own intimate relationship with my own songwriting, but I love mentoring songwriters. I have a lot of both teenage and adult students that I'm recording and, like, kind of supporting them in their songs. I love teaching that the most. And I love everything I teach, and I love my own creative process, but currently, like, that's really inspiring me a lot.
Okay, great. I want to start right off with playing one of your songs that you wrote so that our audience gets an idea of how beautiful you sound and how great your songs are. So, Aspen, what are we going to hear first?
The first song we're going to hear is Summer Losers. That song won the John Lennon Summer Song Contest, as you mentioned, and it's off her newest album, Back to the Heart. You know, honestly, this summer, I felt like a summer loser waiting every day for just one little drop of rain.
Right?
And I love that this video was outside the Roy's Corner Market. And if you've been in Tucson a long time, that's an icon place. So what can you tell us about this song?
I was so surprised when it won that contest. It was two summers ago. It was really hot. And I just had the idea, oh, it'd be so funny to have a song about being a summer loser in Tucson. And then I didn't have any more thoughts about it. I just was like, oh, summer losers, that's catchy. And then I sat down to write it, and then something lucky happened to each of the characters. I just was doing it to cheer everyone up. I put it on Facebook. And then I got a little notice from the John Lennon Songwriting Contest, because I follow songwriting contests. And they were like, give us your summer song. So I entered it. And literally like the next day, the guy called me and was like, you won all this gear and great song. I thought it was funny that something lucky happened to my characters. And I was a loser in Tucson, like sweating it out. And then something lucky happened to me. And I recorded this one at home, which is cool. There's only two tracks on the album that I recorded, the foundation tracks at home. So this one I did.
I think we should start a club that's I am happy to be a summer loser in Tucson club.
Yeah, I have a hat. I sold out, but I'm going to reorder.
Oh, good. I want that hat.
Yeah.
I want a button. We need buttons.
Oh, buttons would be so cute. Okay, that's a good idea.
Okay, so let's listen to Summer Losers off the album Back to the Heart.
They met on the avenue on a hot summer day in June, and when he looked her in the eyes, her long hair pulled back in braids, her heart like a monsoon wave started building from the inside. They're just summer losers walking hand in hand. They got stuck in Tucson without an escape plan. They're just summer losers on the 4th of July, waiting for the monsoon with their love to keep them dry, with their love to keep them dry, with their love to keep them dry. He'd been down on his luck so long, the acacias piped a mournful song as he tried to find some shade in a Circle K. He brought a lottery ticket and a soda drink. The cashier gave him a mean eyed stink, never guessing it was finally his lucky day. He was just a summer loser with a winner in his hand. He got stuck in Tucson without a good plan. He's just a summer loser on the 4th of July, waiting for the monsoon with his luck to keep him dry. Luck will keep him dry. Tom left his home in Idaho to help the hippies build a totem pole south of town in Tumacockery, AZ. He got stuck with a one-way plan. June hit him like a frying pan, but that's just when his meditation set him free. He's just a summer loser with a shovel in his hand. He got in Tucson without an escape plan. He's just a summer loser on the 4th of July, waiting for the monsoon with the spirit world to keep him high. The spirit world keeping him high, so high. We're just summer losers walking hand in hand. We got stuck again in Tucson without a good plan. We're just all summer losers on the 4th of July, waiting for the monsoon with the AC cranked up high. The AC's turned up high. The swamp cooler doesn't work. Dreaming of the ocean. Maybe California, Colorado, anywhere but Tucson, Arizona.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, Real People, Real Radio. And we are back talking with Gabrielle Pietrangelo.
I meant to say about that video, it was just made like literally 2 months ago. And Charlie Levy, who's a local venue, wonderful guy, he directed it. It was his idea. We just got random people, friends to show up at Roy's Market. And anyway, you should check it out. It's on my YouTube channel. It's
hilarious. I love the way people are just coming and going, going into the market, coming out, looking at you, saying hello, walking by. It's great.
It was so hot that day, but it turned out really cool.
I'm another summer loser, and I love that song. And the video is amazing. Our listeners should check that out. Now, I understand that it took 4 years to do this album, and it was done partly through the pandemic. It's always interesting to hear how people dealt with all that. Can you tell us how you did it, about the recording process and the people who helped you put it together?
Well, I couldn't have made this album without Jim Waters at Waterworks Recording Studio. He was the guy who captured all the live takes. And something I'm really proud of is that each track on the album, it was like a live organic take of either me singing with my guitar, or sometimes I had drums and bass, Tura on bass, and Casey Hadland on drums live in the studio. So, you know, it was that kind of thing where you do three takes and then you pick the best one. And then we'd overdub over that foundation track. But during the pandemic, that's when John Convertino got involved from Calexico. And Jim and I had laid down a foundation track at Waterworks. And it was during the time when we were still wearing masks, when we were in the booth together. And then I sent that to John. I was like, John, this is my love song for Tucson. I really love to have you on it. And he was like, sure, I'd love to. So there was a lot of track exchange going on during the pandemic where you could send the pedal steel guy in Nashville, Paul Niehaus. He's so wonderful. He used to play with Calexico back in the day, but he lives in Nashville. So I sent him a song. There was just a bunch of musicians that were like doing overdubs during the pandemic. We'd send them a track and then they'd play something and then we'd mix it. It was pretty cool. After the pandemic, then it started to be the full band in the studio.
You had some of Tucson's finest musicians on that album. Tell us about some of the musicians.
My main band was Tura Lund on upright bass and Casey Hadland on most percussion. John Convertino played on Tucson. And then I had a ton of strings by Nick Coventry, who's just a joy to work with. Such a great musician. And then I had Tom Walbank on harmonica on one track. I had Paul Niehaus on pedal steel. Really, the place where all the musicians that I've worked with through the years came together was at my album release show at the Temple of Music and Art. That was just such a wonderful love fest. And I just got everybody. I had Howe and Brian Lopez and Catherine Burns, same backup. And there was just Naima Moore was there. Like I had all my favorite people. It was just such a blast. But on the album, it was those guys that I mentioned.
I happen to have been there for that album release show. It was amazing. Some of those local musicians, I'd heard their names for years, but I'd never heard them actually. And it just opened my eyes. It was so beautiful. It was a great show. Nice job with that.
It was a peak moment for sure.
What was the best thing about making it and what was the most difficult thing about making it?
Probably most artists can relate to this is that, you know, I had my whole internal, like, why am I putting so much into this? What's the point? You know, you get these existential crisis type feelings. And I had been a solo performer when I was younger and it was way too vulnerable for me. And that's when I just started being in band for like 15, 20 years. I was too afraid to do it solo. So if I was returning to that, like owning my songwriting voice as a solo performer. So that internally was a big part of the journey and the difficulty and the joy of like, yeah, I did it, you know? Externally, like more of the circumstances, how much time and effort and money that I put into it. And I was lucky enough to be funded by the community for part of it, but a lot of it was my own money. Just the feeling of like, oh, it's not done yet. Why isn't it done? And I had to listen to myself because I just knew that it wasn't done yet. And so I had to keep working. And then finally I was like, it's done. And I was just so grateful that I reached that moment because I was starting to worry because it felt like 4 years seemed like a really long time. That kind of summarizes it.
Yeah, well, congratulations. It's a wonderful album. I've heard you say before that one of the hardest things is come to a point where you know it's over with. Stop now and put it out.
I love that. I had to come down after the whole album release. I'm starting to just be a normal. It's like, okay, I can just like take my dog for a walk, you know?
I was working
really hard. I've never worked so hard in my life. That was a lot of work.
Well, you have another intriguing project I noticed starting on October 14th. It's called The Protest Choir. Tell us what that is about.
Oh, well, you know, these times are so confusing. And after the album came out, I directed and arranged for Women's Voices for so long, and I missed it because I hadn't done it since Sister Solace, that was a harmony group. And I just was like, you know, I want to do something. Like maybe people would want to sing protest songs that I arrange. So I just threw it out there as an experiment and then a bunch of people signed up. It was really fun. And I did like a 4-week session in the spring and the summer. And then now I'm like doing a 7-week session where we'll actually share the body of songs that are arranged. And they're all from the protest tradition. And they're all singers. There's a stipulation that you have to just feel comfortable singing in harmony. I can't just have anyone show up with no experience unless they have a really good ear. But you don't have to be able to read music. You just need to have some sense like I can hold a part when I'm with other people singing. I'm looking for singers. And it's a really fun thing. It's songs from the protest tradition. Tracy Chapman's Talking About a Revolution, John Lennon, Power to the People. Right now I'm doing Brian Wilson's Love and Mercy, which is such a beautiful song that he wrote. He just passed, and I just love him. So it's going to be really fun.
That sounds great. And if someone is interested in doing that, how do they go about signing up?
Just go to my website. There's a link. I've told people this. If you're like, I don't know if I'm good enough, or, you know, I've had several people that were like, I didn't think I could do it, but they had the courage to like write me and be like, this is my background. I don't know if this is right for me. Then we'll have a talk. So don't be shy. Go to my website, reach out to me. I'm a really nice person. And yeah, just go to my website, GabriellePetrangelo.com. You can find it by just being like Gabrielle Music Tucson and it'll pop right up.
You are known as a multi-instrumentalist, and I've seen you play various instruments. What instruments do you play, and do you teach all of these instruments to students?
Everything I play, I teach. So I teach a lot of piano and all the string instruments, like ukulele, guitar, banjo, songwriting, beginning engineering. A lot of my high school students record with me, which is really fun to produce them, and singing. I do have a lot of adults that come to me who've lost their way from their voice, or they're just their musical love. Like maybe when they were younger, they played or they sang and they lost it. There's an element of music therapy, I think, in my studio. And a lot of people come back to find their voice. And I love doing that. That's a really special role to play, I feel.
You know, I saw one thing on your website that just intrigued me when you were talking about all the things that you teach in your classes. One of them was kindness, which I have never seen on anybody else's musical website. Please explain, how do you teach kindness in your classes?
Oh, I love that. I really believe that any expression of music that a human does is healing. So there's an element of welcoming that I bring as a teacher. This is a place where you will learn to be kind to yourself. This is a place where you will get to figure out what kind of music you like the best. You will get to explore from where you're at. So I think that's what I meant by kindness, is like I meet people where they're at in kindness and like holding a space of being kind to oneself wherever you're at with the instrument or the songs, the voice.
What kind of vocal techniques do you teach? I know there are a variety of them.
You know, musical theater has a certain style, opera has a certain style, classical, country, everything has like this style. And then there's all these singers. And what I try to do is help them find their natural voice. So I'm a real believer in finding the natural voice before it's trying to sound like anything, and then working from there. So I do use vocal technique in different genres, but the main thing I'm working on is just helping them find that resonating natural sound that they have that's like unique to them. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. As a singer, that makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
You may see me knocking on your door. It sounds great.
Hey.
Well, let's listen to another song from your album, Back to the Heart. What's next, Aspen?
So the next song we're going to hear is called Rise, and it's also off the album, like you said, Back to the Heart. And it's such a soothing love song, I think, about Taos. But can you tell us what this song is about for you?
Yeah, so I wrote this. I spent, I think it was 7 years straight, I would escape the summer loser situation and go up to Taos where it's the high desert. And it's just, I fell in love with the land and it became like this healing retreat for me. And then I wrote this song like, I don't know, maybe four or five summers ago. It was so fun to produce it and create such a beautiful texture. I love how it turned out. Rami Yadid mixed it, Jim Waters recorded it, and Alan Silverman mastered it. That's my mastering guy in Manhattan. I was really lucky to find him. The thing I love about it most is Casey Hadland did the bowed vibes, gives that kind of ethereal quality. And then Nick Coventry did those gorgeous string arrangements, Tura on Arco bass. And I did all the guitar and vocals. And it just has this hypnotic feeling that I feel is the feeling I get when I'm driving north from Santa Fe. You go up and you come through the Rio Grande Canyon. And it's just like you open out on the Taos Mesa. And it's just this magical, like, yay, I'm back. I feel like I really captured that feeling.
Yeah, I love, there's two places that I think have that feeling. When you drive through northern Arizona, like many farms and all that, it feels so spiritual. And that drive from Santa Fe to Taos, it just feels like you're in spiritual heaven.
Totally. The high desert heaven or something.
So I also see people slow dancing to this. You know, when I first listened to it, and I just saw all these people kind of doing their own movement, dancing to this song. It's very peaceful in that way.
I would love a dance troupe to take this one and do something.
I can see that happening. Let's listen to Rise off the album Back to the Heart.
Thank you.
91.3 KXCI Tucson, and we are continuing our conversation with Gabrielle Pietrangelo.
And that was such a beautiful song. I'm glad that we played that one.
Thank you.
Tell me who inspires you, either instrumentally or songwriting-wise or performance-wise. Who do you get inspired by?
Front and foremost is Dolly Parton, right? In this moment, what would Dolly do? The way she handles her career, loving everybody and somehow managing not to take a side, I don't know how she does that. And I love that Mama Cole does her Dolly Hoot every year. I'll be a part of that again.
Good.
She comes to mind. Joni Mitchell comes to mind. I just read her autobiography and it went through all her different phases. And I just admire so much how she was such an intuitive musician, didn't necessarily know all the theory and would just create these amazing open tunings with her instruments. And then jazz musicians were like, we get you, because she was just suspension chords, all her beautiful arrangements. I guess the thing that I notice is people that stay true to themselves, whatever that is, it's so vulnerable to be, look, I created this, you know, you're putting yourself out there. And there's people that manage to just do it through the years, like stay true to themselves. I guess I've been tuning in to the musicians that have had a lifelong career. It's not an easy thing to do, and I really admire it a lot.
Those are really great, inspirational people. So do you have any new projects, new albums or songs coming out?
I do. I'm working on all kinds of new songs, but the one that I'll put out first is I took five of the best songs from my album release. One that I'm really excited about is Brian Lopez and I sang Summer Rain, my song Summer Rain.
And it was so beautiful.
Yeah, I'm going to be releasing that like a five-song EP. I might release it on March 7th, 2026, a year after the show. And then I'm also going to digitally release the first album I ever did called Wake From This Dream. And it was my first solo record that then I shied away. But I've never put it out digitally. It just exists physically. And then I'm just working on new stuff too.
Great. And do you have any upcoming performances that we should know about?
I'm so excited. The Tucson Meet Yourself, I'm going to do a little panel talking about how the Southwest region has influenced my songwriting. And I'm going to be talking and playing on Saturday, October 18th at Tucson Meet Yourself at 3:30 p.m. And then my jazz trio, Blue Skies Trio, is playing at the Century Room on a Sunday matinee on October 26th. It's GabriellePietrangelo.com. But if you just enter in a Google search, Gabrielle Tucson Music, it just, my website pops right up.
Yeah. Okay, great. Unfortunately, we are out of time, I think. But Gabrielle, thank you so much for coming and sharing all of your insights about your album and music and everything. And we look forward to seeing lots more of you in the future.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Of course, once again, like Kathy said, we're out of time for today. And thanks, Gabrielle Pietrangelo, for sharing so much of your story and passion with music. And I look forward to your new EP coming out perhaps in March. And thanks to all of you wonderful people out there for listening to Broad Perspectives Radio today. Please join us every Sunday at 3 o'clock. And right now, stay on this dial, because next up we have Boom Goddess Radio with Jennifer Davis Page. Have a great Sunday, and we'll see you next week.